He started yawning at a ref. Sit his down. Put him on the bench. Oh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Dude, you're in a good mood today.
It's payday Friday. But I do got to say something. I went to Inside Baseball. When I said Nelly, that's it's radio. Theater of the is John Nelson, the old Warrior coach.
Sure.
Coach the Mavericks, too.
Sure. Mm-hmm. No, I get that.
Milwaukee Bucks, Sidney Moncrief, Marcus Johnson.
New York Knicks for 25 games.
I forgot the Knicks.
25 games. Fired.
That's faster than Magic.
You know why?
Magic was how many games? Magic. That was awful.
God.
People don't talk about it either. It's like it never happened.
Don Nelson wanted to... remember, Ewing couldn't stand Don Nelson. That's why he got fired after 25 games.
Man.
Nelson wanted to use Anthony Mason as a point forward.
Rest in peace. Yeah, Mason, a long time ago, Stoney. Years ago.
The lefty?
Yeah.
The strong dude?
Yeah.
Huh.
But go ahead.
I must have missed that. Anyway, Ewing couldn't stand that he wasn't a focal part of the offense.
Wow. Then, but enough to where...
Yeah, they got him fired.
Yeah, he died at 48, Mason.
Really? Yep. I must have missed
that. That was 2015.
Jeez. Yep. He was good.
He was.
He was really good.
Little Zion in him, but Zion.
Good call.
Yeah.
Both lefties.
When you physically have an advantage, like girth, but it's like Barkley was, that's what made Barkley Barkley. The girth with power and athleticism, if you get my drift.
No, I got you.
And that's why Curry's so incredible. He don't have that.
No.
It's all muscle.
Well, he's in a league by himself now.
Wow.
I mean, right now, Steph Curry is in a league by himself. I think you know that. I certainly know it. You know what I'm saying? Guy gives you a jersey.
Oh, look,
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Now you're his bestie.
All right, let's go to Shaka. Shaka's in Berkeley. He's been hanging in. We're all chomping at the bit to get his thoughts on Minnesota Green Bay this weekend.
Oh,
what's going on, Shaka? How you doing, man?
Oh, man. How y'all doing, man? Happy birthday, bro. Happy belated, man.
I appreciate it, my man.
All right. How you doing, Guru?
Hey. Stuffing my face with cake.
Okay. Hey, man, first I want to say about Belichick. You know, Flores is a Belichick disciple, man. You know, and I think his daddy coached at Army, you know, as my memory serves me right. So I think that's where the discipline comes in. It's close-knit. You don't want to let nothing out, man. But, you know, his personality reminds me of Marshawn. They're real quiet, but they're real, you know, when you get around them, everybody, the cameras can't stop going.
Yeah.
But on the game, man, I think, and if we get past this game, man, look, we beat the 49ers.
Yeah.
Nobody believed we could do it. Then we hammered the Texans. Nobody saw that coming, 34-7. So now we got Green Bay, the team that's supposed to be the best in our division.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're gonna Green Bay. I want you to remember I said it, and I own up to it if it doesn't happen, man. But I really believe that. Also, I want to tell y'all, man, the Warriors are going to be good by addition, man. Those players they're not great players, but they'll make a great team, man.
Mm. Yeah, you might be right. Appreciate it, Shaka.
Because the West is going to be a bear, man.
Yes, it is.
You got Houston. We saw what they did, improve young guns. San Antonio with Chris Paul, year two, a Wimby. Ja Morant, like that's the team, Stoney, that's bothering me.
Memphis?
Yeah. I think they got those guys that played while Ja was out. Yeah, they didn't win, but they were competitive. That will help them. And now you put Ja Morant back.
Man. I'll tell you who's loaded. Holy Toledo.
Okay. If who's loaded?
Oklahoma City.
Well, yeah.
They are a problem.
The Rockets coming out to play.
Why can't I think of the other guy they picked up? I know they picked up Caruso, but there's somebody else. Oh, Hartenstein.
Oh, yeah.
Hartenstein.
The brother. He's mixed. Yeah.
Yeah, Hartenstein.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Nick's going to miss him.
That's right.
Yeah.
But the Knicks got Mikal Bridges. They got the Villanova squad.
Yeah.
I think they're going to come back. Anyway, How about let's do our picks of the week?
Yeah.
Our picks of the week. I don't know if we have it.
I wish this was real bread. I'd be rolling.
Yeah. Evan, can you update us on the standings right now?
Hey.
For those who are just joining us.
It's appropriate.
That's what Phil...
Yeah, thank you, Evan. That's all. Let me live my life.
That's what Philmo said you're doing too much of, I think. No,
when did he become the standard?
Well,
that's my guy.
Philmo is back in our good graces after yesterday.
Speaking of standard, that's TK's new joint.
The SF Standard. Yeah,
looking good.
Yeah, he and David Lombardi from The Athletic. Okay, Evan, we each started out with $5,000
right.
in play money. we're making a one bet each week, and whoever has more money at the end of the season... You'll owe the other guy.
Drinks on you guys.
Sure.
Well, then you owe Goo a lot right now.
Because right now.
Right now.
After 3 weeks, he's got 7,000, so he's plus 2K. Okay. You, Steiny, are at 4,300. So you've lost $700.
Well, and
look, yeah, go ahead. It's your birthday.
For now.
Last week, I thought I had picked the Denver Broncos.
So you, though. But and Evan is the authority.
I checked the text. I was wrong. Okay. No, I was wrong. I asked for Miami, but I just must not have been thinking clearly. So, all right, Goo, who do you got this week and how much? You're sitting with 7K right now.
Yeah,
put your money where your mouth is.
Evan, hey, I believe I said 5K, right? I'm going all in.
What?
You said 3.
Okay, 3K. I'm getting excited.
You're betting 3,000 of your 7.
I wouldn't bet at all.
The game needs to last all year.
I think you guys would, if you allow me. I'm the president of the Black Quarterback Delegation, right? Okay. But Anthony Richardson, man.
I like him.
He can throw it. So could Jamarcus Russell. But, Steiny, the mannerisms, the touch, it's not there. You guys could say he's young or whatever. But Pittsburgh with Fields are undefeated, and they continue that. So I just can't believe they're favored by 1.5. Now it's 2.5 on the road at Indianapolis. I'm taking Pittsburgh to win this one. Easy, Steiny.
Really?
This is free money. Liquidate all assets.
That's what the boss said about the Minnesota 49ers.
And I retweeted that bad boy.
Game.
Yeah.
All right. Who you got? Well, the funny thing is I was feeling pretty good about this bet, and then somebody on the YouTube chat was like, I love the Vikings this weekend, but I am picking the Packers.
Oh.
You're in on Willis?
They're getting 2.5. Jordan Love's still not ruled out. I think this is Minnesota, you know, I think Minnesota's really good.
Nah.
But I think this is the week that they get beat. They'll still be 3-1. And you know I love the Vikings, just not as much when they don't have Kirk Cousins.
But even if Love came back, you wouldn't want to bet on somebody that possibly might be rusty, right? Because Malik's been playing his ass off.
Yeah, either way.
Okay.
And you do know they're favored, right?
The Vikings.
No.
Green Bay. Oh, boy.
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. This is where I just sit and revel in it.
Let me look.
I'll
take Packers over Minnesota. Oh, at minus 2.5.
Wow.
Yeah, I still like them. I still like them.
So you thought you were going out on a limb.
Dang it.
Nope.
Anyway, I'm betting 800.
Okay.
And isn't it just an indication of how different we are? You're betting thousands, and
I want to break it down. 100K is my goal before the season's over.
I'm so conservative, but let me come down your road.
Okay.
Because this is where you are so, so hypocritical. And I hope...
Oh, boy.
I hope people heard this. So, what I heard you say was that arm strength might not be that important.
No.
Because few in the NFL have and Philmo, I hope you're listening, because I'm taking up for you.
Oh, wow, forgot.
The guy for the Colts, Anthony Richardson's got a missile cannon.
Oh,
maybe more arm strength than any quarterback in the league. So, Goo, if you had your choice of any quarterback in the NFL, because arm strength's the most important thing to you, I've got to believe you're taking Anthony Richardson.
No, come on, Stoney, well, stop. Jamarcus Russell had the strongest, I believe, ever. Okay, he could throw it, what, 70 yards on his knees. That you got to have other things going, okay? The tangibles, and I'm watching Richardson, and I'm rooting for him. I just think he couldn't hit the side of a barn if his life depended on it. I hope I'm wrong. I don't think he has it, and I think his time and days are numbered. Now watch him go beat Pittsburgh by 20. Stoney, I need to see more from him. Now let me tell you who I'm high on. It's not just color. C.J. Stroud. I'm
like, boy, he got handled.
Brock Purdy. And when I hear the Montana stuff, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not color. When I hear the stuff,
you said you were the president of the Black Quarterbacks Association.
But I had to take that cap off to let you know I know quarterback, and I had an arm. But what I'm telling you is Brock Purdy is the epitome of
epitome.
No, the epitome too. He could. You don't have to just have a cannon, Stoney.
No, but you think it's the most important aspect. Oh, so you're backing off that?
I'm not.
Go ahead. Just back off.
I see Evan just grabbing his hair. Like, thank God we only got an hour left. You want me to say that, but I'm not. I'm like, it's part of it,
right?
But it's not all of it.
Yeah, I don't know how he's up 2,000 either.
Who said chickens? That? Did Evan whisper that? Now I'll be hurt if Evan whispered that to
me. You don't know if he did or he didn't.
Oh.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal.
I have to do this for the guru fans out there.
Are you changing your mind?
No. For you to just put me in the
guru fans.
For you to just put me in the camp of This meathead said arm strength is the number one component to a quarterback is like saying the equivalent of if you can jump in the NBA, you're a baller.
Well, no, you think
jumping's
Kuminga
is a part of it. You know, hops is a part of it. But come on, don't sell me down the river like that.
We once
you know
had
what, you
we
know want, what the number one component to a quarterback is.
Well,
Moon had it.
I just know that your number one component
the Wi-Fi,
3 weeks ago.
The processor.
No, that's no. No. Yep. Don't do this. We're going to end up on a bad note going into the weekend.
It's been a minute since we fought.
I asked you 3 weeks ago, what's the most important component of a quarterback? And you said, oh, arm strength.
But I took one
what
for
about,
the team.
What about you, Stiney?
I took and one I, for
no,
the team.
I said processing.
You know what it is.
I said,
watch the game again, then.
You
got
to be able to read it, man.
I said being cerebral.
Yep.
Being absolutely cerebral. So, anyway. We talk a little Warriors?
I can't wait. Monday, we're at Media Day.
We are. Who we get? We'll talk to Mike Dunleavy for sure. Hopefully, we get one of the new guys. I'm anxious to see
Slow-mo.
Hopefully we get Slow-mo.
He's a friend of the shit program. He came on.
Yeah,
he was great.
He was.
Bye-bye.
I wish he would have called yesterday.
Who?
Trey. Just so we could have squashed it.
He has no idea.
He might have called if we asked him.
He has no idea who I am. Now, Bonte, on the other hand.
Dude, that was great.
He knows who Bonte is.
Shot you talking to me.
That was incredible. I still have it on my DVR. I didn't delete it.
It's always fun game.
Hey,
Bonte was great.
Hey, Steve Kerr, how are you feeling about Draymond? Do you think he's going to be suspended for half the season?
Yeah, I just talked to him just a few minutes ago before I came up here. It's great to see him. I didn't see much of him. I saw him in Paris briefly, but, you know, we always give Draymond a lot of space in the summer, and he's excited for the season. You know, I thought he had a good year last year when he was on the floor, but obviously we missed him during the suspension, and so you know, we've got to do everything we can to help Draymond have another good year, but make sure this team is on the right path for all 82 games.
Guru, what's more likely to happen? What's more likely to happen? Draymond Green.
You don't have to ask that again.
Has a suspension-free year and a drama-free year, or Wiggins reemerges and resembles the player he was during the championship season. Which is more likely? Which is less likely? Da 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 da.
I'm gonna go Wiggins show 2022. I want both to. I don't want Dre to get suspended at all because we saw the impact that has. I'm rooting for both, but I think the realistic thing to happen is Wiggins I think now has closure, unfortunately, with the passing of his pops. And I just think he's ready to go. And Dunleavy told Dastani in our face. And at the time, it was just like, it wasn't a throwaway line that he's in the Bay. And I was like, okay, what does that mean, he's in the Bay? But it meant something. And Andrew Wiggins, I told you, former number one pick, Dastani, has all the goods needed to be a dominant basketball player or an all-star. We saw that. And now I feel like maybe mentally he can, you know, he can do it, because they need him. We're at the end. And when I say end, we're at the end of the Warriors now. I think they're being doubted, and I don't even think that's a stretch coming off a season that didn't culminate in a playoff berth. But, Steiny, I think he knows they need him more now than they ever have. And I hope he responds.
Well, I do want to be clear about something as it relates to Wiggins. And we have a lot of fun on this show, and we joke around a lot. But we all know Wiggins has had some issues off the court the last couple of years. And his father passed a couple weeks ago, Mitchell Wiggins, former NBA player. And maybe he's got some solace in his life,
no doubt,
that he didn't have. Yeah. And Steve Kerr alluded to that a little bit, but let's get into this. This is Steve Kerr basically being asked about Andrew Wiggins and how his offseason was. And don't forget, Kerr mentioned that last year he didn't think he came in great shape. But this is Steve Kerr on Wiggins, and I guess I'll just ask Warrior fans if you're buying it.
Well, I mean, I've only seen him the last couple of days since he got back in town. But, you know, number one, he looks physically really fit. I think he also looks, just speaking with him, he sounds very motivated. He's very much at peace. I think he's in a place where he knows the last couple of years have been tough for a lot of reasons. And I think he's primed to get back to, you know, where he was a couple of years ago. He's at the age where he's right in his physical prime. And we've seen him do it. He helped us win a championship. So I'm expecting a big year from Wiggs. And you know, I think there's also a void that is left by Clay's absence that we need to fill. That's a lot of points to score, but it also means we have to rethink how we're doing things. And Wiggs will be featured for sure. He's a guy who's proven. He's a 20 point a night guy, and we're gonna be relying on him heavily.
All right,
well said, man. 29 years young, Donnie.
Let me ask you this, and I'm being forthright here. Do you buy it?
I do.
Do you?
I do. What else is there? Something was going on with them. It had to be.
But for 2 years?
Well, I just know you talked to your lovely mother yesterday.
Yes.
And I saw how you felt. I saw Shasky lose his dad that we all loved and rest in peace, and how hard that was for him. You lost your dad. So just think about if those people were going through something, Stani, you know, it gets worse every day when there's no closure. You know, you're not rooting for that. You're hoping that you revert back to health and you live a long life. But I got to get from a guy that lost his mother and still think about her every day. I have to believe that this was over his head. I'm not making excuses, but now he can be free and play the best basketball of his career or some of it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I do feel like maybe there's a chance that he's put some stuff in the past that we don't even know about.
Hmm.
We don't even really know what's been going on with Wiggins for the last 2 years. But, hey, it's the start of a new season, and I'm just curious about what we have a bet here at the station.
Okay.
It involves you.
That I'm not aware of.
That's correct.
This is the stuff that, right. Go ahead, tell me, because it hurts.
There's a bet. We're going to keep a tally this year, starting when the Warriors season begins, of what you bring up more, the 49ers losing two Super Bowls or the Warriors winning something 2 years ago.
Dude.
You tend to live in the past with both these franchises.
I admit it.
So we're gambling on what Guru will mention more, the 49ers Super Bowl loss or
wow,
the ancient history of the Warriors title 2 years ago, and trying to
convince people that it's still relevant.
It's funny how we transition and what we think of, because I was just going to ponder to you and the fans right now, Stani and Evan, because, Evan, I want to hear from you too. If I said Pods is going to crack the starting lineup, would you say yes or no to that right now, today?
I would say no, believe it or not.
I'm saying yes.
I think I know who's starting in that spot, but go ahead, E.
What is that?
I think it's going to be Pods.
See, really?
2-1, but please double back.
I got Melton starting. It just feels like Kerr kind of likes him. I think Kerr likes the idea of, because Melton's not a huge scorer, but he does other things well, I think that's part of the whole Wiggins thing. In other words,
I feel like Pods has earned it. They feel like he's earned it. The tea leaves of he's untouchable. It's almost like he deserves it in a sense. Like that, and they love Melton. But Steiny, we don't know what's up with his back. We'll find out, assuming good health. I just feel like this team is about to reward a rookie who shocked the world, basically, with the starting position.
Yeah.
And he plays off Curry well. Evan, that's the guru-lytics. I just feel like Pods is going to start.
You said yes on Pods, you think?
Yeah, I think Pods is going to be the game one starter. But I also think we're going to see a lot of different starting lineups this year.
We might.
There we go.
See, I just feel like when I think about Melton as a player and Pods as a player, I like the idea of Pods coming off the bench more than Melton, because I think Melton is a little bit less impactful, may not be the right word, but I think Pods gives you a better chance to be a spark off the bench than Melton. I also
even offensively, because that's how I look at Melton, because Melton on a good day can get that little spark, Steiny. I can picture him now trying to cook, and they're like, we need you to cook after the game starts.
Yeah, see,
but Pods, I don't see him as that. He gets everybody involved, but that spark in regard, and I'm talking about points or offense, I just think your boy starting.
I like the idea of starting Melton, who, see, to me, when Pods plays, he's involved.
Yeah.
He just has the ball a lot, and I think that if you start Melton, who's not a natural big scorer, it will put more of an emphasis on Wiggins to be a scorer, and that may be the avenue to getting him back to re-engage. But that's just me. But I am going to I do want to play one piece of sound for you on the other side, Gu. And I've played this for a couple people before, and sometimes it drives some people crazy.
Oh.
And I think you're a candidate to be driven crazy
by
this particular piece of sound. So I'm going to play that on the other side. By the way, do not forget tomorrow at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill, 2304 Monument Boulevard. It's starting right now, and it is on from 10 a.m. to 7 today, and then tomorrow and Sunday from 10 to 5. You can take advantage of factory direct prices, one-of-a-kind opportunity, special pricing on floor models, and convenient financing. You can see great new appliances from brands like Miele, Bosch, Electrolux, LG, and Maytag. And we will be broadcasting live from Friedman's Appliance tomorrow from 12 to 3. That's Spadoni and Lubman. They're going to hold it down. Jim Cozumore is going to be on the broadcast at 1. I am going to be out there from 12 to 2. So come on out, say hello. And I promise you, if you've never been to Friedman's Appliance, you will absolutely be blown away by this place. I got to play this sound on the other side for Goo, because I want a reaction out of him on 95.7 The Game. Hopefully it all goes to hell.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Can I be honest with you?
I hate that, because it feels like you lied to me the other times. But go ahead.
No, what I mean is, it doesn't mean that I don't be honest with you the other times. It's just that I'm going to acknowledge something about myself that might not be flattering. Whenever a newer guy on the media scene comes around, right off the bat, I tend to be a little bit skeptical.
Yeah,
and say, who's this guy? What's this guy know?
It's natural.
Yeah. So there was a guy I used to feel that way about maybe 3-4 years ago when I first saw him, and it might have been longer than that. But I saw him on ESPN, and I was like, what's going on with this guy? Who's this guy? And then after 3 or 4 years, you're like, that guy's good.
Yeah.
This guy's really good.
Right.
ESPN fired Zach Lowe.
I saw that.
Zach Lowe, one of the better NBA guys.
And had a pretty, his personality played well on TV.
He was really coming around.
But they're cutting back.
I know.
Except if you're Stephen A. Smith, about to get $20-25 million a year.
Who says?
Oh, Google it, Stein. He's about to get it. They got a little battle going. He's about to get at least 20.
Are you in on negotiations?
Don't be disrespectful.
But anyway.
That's a shame.
They did our boy bad, too. And I know he was, Fernell.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah, love Nick. You'd figure they'd have more money now that Woj is.
Bontemps is still on. I'm just saying. I liked him, but
apparently you didn't the way you Bontemps is still on.
No, there's a little watching paint dry to his personality. I'm a Michael Irvin dude. I'm missing it. I'm in withdrawals.
Well, he's a former athlete.
Well, he used to be on NFL Game Day on Network.
Bontemps is a journalist.
What's bugging you coming up at 2 today?
Bontemps is a journalist. He can't be all flashy.
But when they bring you on the idiot box, you got to perform. When you go TV, you got to have personality.
Guru,
personality.
Let me tell you something.
Come on. That's what it's about. Can't be stiff.
If you've never been on TV, don't use idiot box. Okay? You don't know what it's like
Mr. Etchell
in that genre.
I got you.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Mike Dunleavy and Steve Kerr were talking about the Warriors yesterday. They met with the media, and training camp starts Tuesday in Hawaii. Media day Monday, will be there, and then they take a flight
to
Hawaii, and training camp officially gets underway. I'm gonna call it late Monday just to bother Ken, and we'll move on. But this is the couple, this one is the one, because I've heard this particular idea talked about among Warrior fans, and they're not crazy about the whole idea of
this.
It.
Is what's supposed to set me off?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. This is Steve Kerr. Hey, Steve. Steve, you got some new players on this team. You know, I mean, Clay's gone, and Looney started sometimes, and other times Trace Jackson Davis. How many starting spots you think are locked down on this team right now?
I'm leaving that kind of up in the air. Pretty confident I might start Steph, probably, you know, if he earns it. What I love about this camp is that we do have spots available. We got a lot of guys who have started a lot of games. You know, last year, Wiggs, JK, Draymond, Trace, some combination of those. BP started some games. So, you know, D'Anthony, Kyle, these guys have all, Buddy's been a starter most of his career.
Yeah.
So it's the easiest thing for me to do is just to tell the guys we've got starting spots available. That doesn't mean I'm going to say how many to you or to them. I think you just put it out there, compete, go play your best, and may the best man win.
There's nothing better than good old-fashioned competition.
Oh, no, man.
Competition.
I get it, but you understand coming from a team and the head coaches whose team did make the playoffs, no duh, there's openings in your starting lineup when you got the likes of the Pelicans, the Mavs, the Nuggets, the Rockets, OKC, Phoenix, all the Sacramento with DeRozan. And you essentially got tryouts to fill out the start. Stoddy, that is a recipe for disaster. I don't like hearing it. It's not good. The word continuity does not come to my mind. It just basically means we're under new management. You ever see the sign? You go under new. My gosh, is that what we're doing? That means we're starting behind the 8-8-8 ball.
Well, I'm gonna ask Evan to piggyback here because he expressed some of the same concerns.
Okay.
And I want him to support you, and then I'm going to try to offer a counter. Evan.
How many teams in the NBA that you believe are going to be competitive this season? do not know 3/5 of their starting five.
Are you preaching? Steiny, he's preaching.
How many, Steiny?
I would have
that
to.
That you believe in.
Be real. Shout out.
Well, we don't know who's starting at two guard for Denver.
There's one.
Oh.
And they could win it. Oh, Oklahoma City is
I didn't,
so.
I didn't say their entire starting five. I said 3/5.
Who's. Oh.
Yeah, well, come on,
okay.
Man.
All right, I'll be honest with you.
It's all Cypress Hill.
First of all, it's only two.
You don't know that.
I take it to the bank.
That's too many
Andrew,
for my liking.
No, okay. Well,
it really is.
Let me take you through it.
All right.
You do realize. Oh, actually, he didn't start last year. That's not true. Okay, they lost Klay Thompson. So there's a spot at two.
Okay.
It just is. So there's one no matter what. You lost Klay Thompson. You got to figure out who the two guard is. That's one. It's natural. You can't hold it against them.
All right. But when you talk about multiple, what do you got?
Okay. And then with this team, there's a decision. Don't laugh at me when I'm midpoint.
No, you're beating around it, though. Keep going. You're explaining.
Klay Thompson's gone. They need a starting two. That's nobody's fault.
And that's a big deal.
But it's expected. It's not, you know, can't put the ghost of Klay Thompson in at the shooting guard.
Next question.
And then when we talk about the center position, okay, look, Trayce Jackson-Davis is going to start, but he's kind of leaving the door open a little bit for Looney, I think.
Who's in great shape.
But he doesn't want to say to a second-year guy, Trayce Jackson-Davis is our starting center. That's not good business when you got a veteran like Looney. And Wiggins is going to start.
There's no doubt in my mind.
So there it is. I'm telling you right now, Steph Curry, Melton Pods, Wiggins, Draymond, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. Although, that does leave Kuminga.
Didn't even say.
I forgot about him.
I was ready to just jump in. Come on, man.
But you can't play.
When you look at the West, Sacramento, they got a gorgeous on paper starting five now when you could put DeRozan in there.
Wait a minute. They still have Sabonis, right?
Yeah, Steiny, for regulars.
Please.
They made the playoffs.
I haven't.
And they beat you. They beat us. So you over there snickering.
Let me.
Dude, DeRozan's going to change everything.
Yeah, they didn't make the playoffs, Sacramento. Get in the game, Goo. The Kings did not make the playoffs.
According to how you look at the play-ins. There's evidence. Bucket counts for me.
No, you won a
game in the play-ins, Robert.
Nope.
Hey, according to how you look at it.
Adam Silver has put the rules out. Play-in is not playoffs. Those games don't even exist.
They got to fix this. And those numbers, Ritter even hates it.
I love it.
Where do the numbers go?
They're out there. They're out there. You can find them. Oh, no.
You didn't even mention Kuminga. Wow.
Let me officially start the 2024-2025 NBA season. Can I officially start it?
Please do.
Sabonis stinks. He stinks.
But in the regular season, he does
stinks.
Not. Nah, Steiny.
He's an average regular season player. Kuminga can't start if
there's no way Kuminga's starting
for who? For Wiggins? He's either going to be a small forward or a power forward, right?
There's no world he's not starting now. Trying to do
well. Okay, you give me your five.
Draymond.
Okay.
At the five. Kuminga at the four. Yeah, TJD ain't starting.
No chance.
You think Jonathan Kuminga in a contract year is not going to start? Oh, my.
Maybe that's why he won't start.
Evan, your thoughts real quick. There's no TJD, he's not still. He'll come off the bench.
You're going to start Draymond game one at the five.
I believe so.
Evan?
Just for Kuminga.
Oh, God. This is what we're going to be doing all year, isn't it?
But it's the reality of theirs.
Kuminga off the bench.
I would like to see Kuminga start.
Me too.
All right.
For his mentals.
So then
TJD would come off the bench. You got to run Dre in the ground, or you could spell Dre early with TJD's emergence.
Could you do this? Curry, Wiggins, Kuminga, Green, Looney/Davis. Can Wiggins play two?
Quinton Post.
Quinton Post.
That's great.
You know what? Can I do Uh-oh. Stop talking about him.
Why?
Because.
He just got a contract.
That's fine. You really think he's going to play?
I didn't think TJD was going to play.
First half of the season.
Man.
Dude, he out of Boston College, he's not going to play.
You never say never, man.
Well, if he plays, you know what?
Who
if he plays,
Pods
they
was
stink.
Play? People, I was watching him in practice. Santa Clara. He's starting.
Who?
Pods.
Hey, Goo.
This is incredible.
Where's petitioning to start seven players?
No, that's funny.
Can Wiggins? But here's the other thing. If Wiggins plays two,
which I think he can,
well, then how the hell's Pods, Healed, or Melton even going to get on
so
the floor?
So you're going Curry at one.
Yep.
You got me and Wiggins at two.
I got Curry, Melton.
Why Melton over?
Because I think he's a better fit.
Well, I just bit at.
Don't get mad at me.
No, I bit at. If you want to get my man more shots, or
who?
Wiggins, you could put him at the two. Like, I think he handles the ball well.
Now, you like Wiggins at a two.
Yeah, I like Wiggins, period. But let's go with Wiggins at two. You have no problem getting Kuminga out there, but then
that's
true. It would be the old, they cancel each other out problem.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Curry, Melton, Wiggins, Draymond, and
Kuminga.
Green. Not Green, Trayce Jackson-Davis.
Wow.
Yeah, and it is a great, great text from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Draymond at the five, he's too old.
Well, man.
You can't play him at the five a lot.
This fish is stinking.
Well, that's
the
beauty of TJD, though.
I don't necessarily think it's a big deal that they got to figure out who's starting.
Have you looked at the Western Conference standings?
Not yet.
What Evan said, and the fact that you didn't even make the playoffs?
Well, I like where they're at in the standings.
And you got to incorporate three new guys?
The standings.
Buddy Hield.
They're 0-0.
Slow-mo.
Yeah, they got all
and
season.
Melton,
but those are
my
three,
neck and my back. Like those that's are scary in itself.
Those are three veteran players who know who are pros,
and one of them was injured.
Okay,
and
good.
Philly just took. Hill couldn't even see the floor with Philly.
Well, Philly's good,
and they needed him. Like they needed a knockdown shooter, and he started off good, and then he kind of faded. I'm just saying, like. I've never went into a Warriors season. Last year I was still under they'll tap back into it. But this is the one, it's like, it could go any way.
I like this team more than last year's team.
You do?
I do.
Why?
Well, and
because they need three starters?
No, and I'll be honest with you. If you asked me that at the beginning of last year, I probably would have said no. But here's what
Chris Paul last year, we were like, but you no. Nah.
You liked him.
But that's all.
But he turned out to be kind of a snooze, I thought.
But he was a pro.
He's too old.
I don't want to sit here and bash Chris Paul, but
you were excited about him last year.
I thought he'd make a little bitter.
Yeah, remember the owner was here. He joined Bonte and Shasky, the roast.
And you
and Ritter.
Dude, I did. You know, we had a phrase back in the day.
Well, tell me.
Hook, line, and sinker.
No.
You bought Joe Lacob's spiel.
When I was single.
Hook, line, and sinker.
But he believed it, so I'm not even mad at him.
That's what makes it worse. So the owner of your Warriors thought that team last year could win a title.
I was ready to run through a wall.
Yeah. Oh, he knows
not
the
even
game.
A title, but compete. No, get
I'm
back.
Messing. I'm messing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they didn't.
Have you seen Looney? His body looked, he lost some weight, man.
I haven't. Where did you see Looney?
They had a picture of him.
Let me guess. Was he dribbling around pylons?
No, this was just, Stoney, he's lost some, you know, he can go to the lab with his body.
Did he, like, seriously, just for comparison?
He looked like 25 pounds less, unless it was Photoshopped.
Okay, how did he look compared to, let's say, when Wiseman put out his tape that summer
well,
3 years ago?
Well, this was more of, it wasn't him actually moving, it was just a picture.
This is James Wiseman.
I'm like, this looks like Looney from 4 years ago. Like UCLA Looney, Stoney.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll be out there Monday.
We will be. But I look, they got.
You're going to tell Steph thanks for the gift? Because you know that's the second part.
Yeah. Of course.
Well, you go look for him. Stop the photo shoot. Hey, Steph, appreciate
the guy's
joke.
You're like,
for your besties now. I'll go get him.
The guy's like a politician. He's got a posse around him of protectors. He's got security. You can't even get to Steph. I mean, you can't. I can, but you can't.
Well, check my Twitter profile. You'll see me and him in the street with the photo.
By the way, Did you really do what I heard that you did?
Oh,
see, I thought. See,
not in that instance. No, this, no, 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 this has no, to be
no,
new.
No, no, no,
you're
no.
not going to bring up something from a year ago to act like
no,
it's new.
No, I'm
going to
bring up something from yesterday.
Oh, go ahead.
And here's where you.
I tipped.
You schnookered me.
I tipped.
I know, but you schnookered me.
Did you see how much? I know you checked on me.
I didn't, actually. I didn't. I just
You'd be
saw,
proud.
I just saw Tony was like, jeez. You're kidding me with this. Ah, Tony the bartender, of course. So, Guru, just such a good friend, says, Steiny, come on. Hold up the Curry jersey. And you're not on Twitter.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Hold up the jersey, and I'll put it out there. And
I was like, you know everywhere.
What? I said, you know what?
700 likes.
I said, you know what? That's a hell of a friend. My man, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
I've been waiting
on
this.
He's really happy about Steph giving me a jersey autographed. He's just doing me such a solid.
Yeah.
He's going to post a picture of it with me holding the jersey.
Okay.
And then I come to find out.
What? The kids loved it. My kids.
You tagged Steph Curry.
To say thank
Steph
you.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
That wasn't for you to say thank you. He didn't give you the jersey. See, you used
called into our program.
You used
team player.
His goodwill against him.
Oh,
and you had an
Evan,
ulterior
what you
motive.
Come out on this? This
you
is
had
just,
an ulterior motive.
This is scary. But this is how the internet thinks. You're thinking like a troll.
You are the internet.
Evan, did
what?
I do anything wrong adding
Why
the chef
did
who
you?
I talked to? We talked to.
Because he called me.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with tagging someone in a photo.
And he was actually, but some people on the commenters were like, I can't say what they said, but it was on that street. When can you just say thank you, man?
Now the real question is, are you disappointed, Guru, that he didn't interact with your photo that you tagged him in?
No, because I expected that. That's when he's busy. Like, I didn't expect it to. He did enough for us. Dude called in.
Yeah.
That's, man.
Yeah. 5 minutes.
Just goes Monday. Don't be all shy. Hey, Steph, I appreciate it. Might even bring him something.
What can I bring a guy who has everything?
An acting book.
What?
I'm playing.
Dude, oh, yeah.
That's a seven.
And of course, I got.
Jeez.
How about Bonte? You get the show wrong. I know.
You got the what wrong?
The show is called Brotherhood.
Whose show?
Steph, that he's on Peacock.
No, like, nobody knows that.
Wait. What is it called?
Oh, man. I need a V8 if I got this right.
Mr. Throwback.
Oh my God.
What did he call it? It wasn't even close.
What is,
Brotherhood?
I need call Kaiser. I need to set an appointment.
Yesterday it was underrated. Today it's Brotherhood.
Underrated was his doc, right? Which
yes.
I watched. We are not Bonte. I'm putting you in it. We are not Bonte and Shasky.
It's an underrated
brotherhood. Well, I guess I feel the brotherhood of us three and Ken. And brother.
Okay.
Stop it.
Yeah, I will, Bob. It's been a long week.
5-1-0. Steiny, I missed it. What did Steph do?
He looks great for his age.
You think so?
Yeah. What was that? Mom from the top. What was she insinuating? One more time, Evan.
He looks great for his age.
You think so?
Yeah.
You know what she did to me this
time? You need to follow up with mom.
Listen.
What did you mean?
Let me tell you. This is what she does. And I don't want to talk about my mom.
Right. All right, but she's awesome.
So, I would say about 27 years ago, I came to the realization that the sun isn't great for you. I'd say I was about
But vitamin D is good for you.
Yes, but you got to be careful with sun and your skin.
Okay,
when I was growing up, I didn't put suntan on. All right, about 30 years ago, I was like, dude, you got to do this.
Yeah.
For 30 years, I've been putting sunscreen
Black
on.
Black folks use sunscreen.
No, they use lotion.
Sunscreen. No. I've been using Mark Lee's for 30 years of my life.
Who?
Sunblock, Mark Lee's. Beautiful day. Go ahead, keep going.
So,
Black folks use sunblock.
This is why everyone's like, oh my God, your mom, she sounds so this. She sounds so great. She sounds so young. I've been putting sunscreen on for 30 years.
I got you.
This summer, she goes, Maddie, I'm so worried about you.
What?
I'm like, why, Mom? She goes, she had nothing to say.
Right.
Nothing. And she goes, I'm just worried about, I'm worried about your skin. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm hugging her through the radio.
She goes, your skin, I'm just worried. It's sun and you're playing golf.
You look good.
I'm like, Mom, I've been using sunscreen for 35 years. Get in the game. See, as cogent as she is, and I know she's not listening right now, you know, she sometimes feels an urgent need to fill dead space with inane conversation.
Yeah.
God love you, Mom.
And the lady, Catherine Leverett, who's treated J.R. Ryder too short.
Who?
Who? Esthetician that's done my facials, Danny Glover, Lawrence Fishburne, all the goats. It doesn't matter what color your complexion is. Just like you said, the sun, you can use sunblock. And it can have you looking younger way later in the game. And, you know, it's helped me.
Go ahead, sorry. But you look good, pal.
Can I ask you one quick? No, one quick question. No,
please,
Evan,
please,
where did brotherhood come from?
That's a great question. I can't tell you.
You say brotherhood. It's tiny.
I wonder if there's even a movie called Brotherhood.
Well, there's a series on Showtime about Irish. Good. Irish brothers, the mob, pretty damn good.
What's it called?
Brotherhood.
Wait, like, they're Irish black people or they're... Or they're related.
Evan, that's an eight. They're really Irish and they're brothers. Oh, okay. But that's pretty damn good.
I used to do facials all the time in high school.
Not on the court.
Yeah. In your face.
Man.
Remember when I put a couple jumpers in your face in my backyard?
Crazy.
Hey, we gotta go.
Evan missed your college coach. That was the only part. But he heard the interview.
He was great.
Yeah.
He was great. All right. We got the crossover coming up next, and I guess I got to stick around for all of it because I cut out early yesterday. But we're really excited to bring Dibs and Willard in here and do what we do during the crossover on 95.7, the game.